And this station.
All right, 9 o'clock Tuesday mornings, our time to talk Logger football. And we've got head coach Steve Precor with us this morning. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We have game one under our belt right away with the Shawamigan rivalry and the Eagle on the field there. And it was a good night. Good night for the Loggers last Thursday in the opener and a big win for you guys.
It was a good night. We played really well. We enjoy playing at home, and then you get an opportunity to play for the Eagle, and your crosstown rival is it's big. It was the odds were in our favor. We've ran a system for a long time, and they've got a brand new coach who's going to do really good things up there. But it was a fun atmosphere, and it's a great way to kick off the season.
Yeah, and a big night for Mr. Haken and JJ. He was having a good night.
JJ, I mean, hasn't played football since middle school. He sure looked good. He's quick and explosive. He sees very well. Found some creases that the offensive line created and ran very well. It was fun to watch from somebody who hasn't played in the past.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, you mentioned the Shawamigan with the new coach. It's good to see the numbers up. Shawamigan is up into the mid-20s range this year in numbers. That usually bodes well for the future. And you guys, how are we doing this year numbers wise? We're looking pretty good too.
Right now we're at 20. I would like to see a few more. We're down a little bit. We only have three juniors and four freshmen. So unfortunately, we're not where I'd love to be. We're going to have 10 or 11 go to a junior varsity game. Have 10 or 11 that play predominantly on Fridays or Thursdays. Have a few more would be fantastic, but we have great numbers coming up in our middle school program right now, and they're doing good things there. If we could continue to bring them up, should see our numbers increase as we go.
All right, and we're still feeling a few of the aches and pains of this transition from 11-man to 8-man coach. We're seeing you lost one of the games off your schedule. So there's still a few aches and pains as you're trying to fill a couple of spots, trying to round out that schedule, right?
Yeah. So the WI did some great things, and they expanded the playoffs, in 8-player football, and it forced everything to move up a week. And each conference did something a little bit different. Ours rotated our last week of the season up to the first week because officials and things were locked in. Other conferences shifted everything up. So it left an opening for our schedule, which was frustrating. But good news is this morning I got a phone call, and we will be playing down at Oakfield on Thursday.
Okay, nice.
Major short notice, but we've got a football game. kind of renew a game that we played Oakfield, I think, three times now here since we've transitioned. They found out this morning that somebody canceled on that, and so works out in our favor, and Coach Rickard's super excited to have a game. So,
all right, breaking news.
Just sent a message out to the parents, so you're hearing it probably before they read it.
Ta-da-dun. Yeah, breaking news. I love it. So, Loggers at Oakfield Thursday. What time is that game going to be Thursday then?
I believe it's going to be a 6 p.m. kickoff.
All right. Jeff Hakenen will pack his bags, and hopefully we'll send
we'll make sure he gets there.
Yeah, exactly, to do that ball game. So you mentioned your team. Obviously, you mentioned the number of juniors, freshmen you have, so quite a few seniors, a lot of experience, it looks like, that you have some good quality players there.
We do. We have five guys on the team, five seniors that have played significant times since they were sophomores, and you could tell they're crisp. Our practices, you know, the first week of practice where I would have three plays in on it, by the third practice, they were begging for more and asking for the wrinkles that you put in the offense to make things work. So it's kind of fun. You build the program, they've learned it, they understand it. Now they're getting the concepts, and it just multiplies the speed of what you can do a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, guys like, And then we have guys that just love to be super physical. Sawyer Kuchaba and Kyle Seidenbender love to hit people. And it's a lot of fun to watch. Kalen Chuzzle's and A-Rod Delasky are weight room junkies, and you could tell just by their physiques and how their bodies have changed over the few years. Ben Burning is a really good athlete. And then you add a J.J. Haken into the mix. It's a lot of fun.
So if DraftKings were to put a number, Coach, on the number of passes that a Coach Precor offense would throw in one season, what would that over-under number be on that?
We'll probably set the line at about 30.
All right. Yeah. So with a little bit of quarterback begging, maybe the over on that, right?
Yeah, right. That's right.
Is that the most common conversation?
You got to keep them honest when they're all in the box. Right?
Yeah, is that the most common conversation you have as a coach is with the quarterback about, hey, coach, can we try this pass play?
They do like to pass, and it's changed a lot over the years. Anytime I'd say, all right, quarterbacks, you call the play, it would be I'd turn around and it would be a pass. These guys like to run the football a little bit more, so may have beat it into their heads. The biggest thing is we say, hey, you're gonna have three opportunities to catch a football, run the best route you've ever ran.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, good things happening with the Phillips program again at Oakfield Thursday night, 6 o'clock, and we'll work on getting that game on the radio for the folks, too. That works out good with the Brewers in the afternoon. So good start to the season there, Coach. Who do you have helping you out this year, assistant coaches?
I have Scott Wirth, is my defensive coordinator. Cole Abraham, former player, is defensive assistant. Mark Diston is our junior varsity coach, and Ty Blaker is one of our volunteer assistants. And then I have Steve Hammond and Sawyer Desitel are working with the middle school kids. So they're really nice staff.
All right, very good. I'm very excited to see the Phillips program become playoff eligible and really get some statewide recognition, Coach, because you've done some great things there. You've had some really nice teams, and I'm sure you're very excited about that opportunity in the future, too.
I certainly am. I'm holding my breath till the day they give us that call. So.
All right, Coach, thanks for all the work you do with the kids, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday again, okay?
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you.
Coach Steve Precor, Phillips Loggers. Okay, so they added, I talked to him yesterday, in fact, at the Prentice golf course, and he said he was working on it, and this morning they got the word. So the Phillips Loggers will play at Oakfield Thursday night. They're looking at a 6 o'clock start time, and we'll make it happen here to get that on the air here on 98Q Country. We have some news.